Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of What If, Episode 2, What If.
All the What's If. What if? It's like Attorneys General. We're covering every What's If.
That's right.
And what if this episode was better than last week's episode?
What if it was?
Maybe it was. Was it? This is a standoff where neither of us will give a proper opinion on anything.
I'm waiting to see what you say, then I'm going to say the opposite.
Here's the thing. I think the concepts of the last episode were really good,
yep.
And it was nice to see... It wasn't nice to see World War II again. It was nice to see alternate universe fun, you know, all army action with Captain Carter and yep. And Lil Steve Rogers in mm-hmm. his big Iron Man suit. But ultimately, last week I think was lacking because it was just Captain America: The First Avenger again,
yeah.
with some roles reversed. And I think my hope was that was just there giving us a softball to start with.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
get us used to the idea of parallel universes and the multiverse. And in this one, in the next few episodes, make the scope a bit bigger.
Ramp it up.
And I think they did. And I liked it.
Ah, I didn't like it then. I did like it, but I have to say the opposite.
That's true.
No, I really liked it. I think it was a huge improvement simply from the story is completely new.
Yeah.
With a lot of returning characters. And even though I think like last week it did move quickly, because it's all new, it didn't feel like, okay, well, now we're doing this. It's a heist movie of sorts.
This answered a newer question.
Yeah.
This answered a question for us, which is, was Peter Quill a terrible Star-Lord? And apparently he was. Because in this one, obviously, the difference is that instead of the Ravagers picking up Peter Quill from Earth and making him become a Ravager, they picked up T'Challa, who wanted to see the world at large because he was trapped in Wakanda by his family. And he went out and saw the universe, and it turned out he's really good at this.
Just helping everybody all the time. Is he good at leaving a like on this video?
He would be so good at it.
I hope so.
He's a legendary figure
that,
of those who know him. He turns the Ravagers from, you know, space pirates to space Robin Hoods, essentially.
Yep, exactly.
He undermined Thanos' scheme and turned him to the side of good, apparently with a strong argument.
Well, that's the thing.
Which is impressive.
And what's also interesting about that is...
Should have brought him in the front lines in bloody Avengers Infinity War, am I right?
Well, they did. Remember he was at the front?
Oh, yeah, then he died.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He was all like, I'm turning to Ash, help me. But, you know how he went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And
I'm a coward. I'm a cowardly Ash man. Ah.
But, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And, look, I don't necessarily think it reflects poorly on Peter Quill because obviously they're from completely different upbringings.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Peter Quill, you know, there's a whole lot of other people they could have taken.
Yeah.
And it could have gone worse.
Yeah. And I think, you know, T'Challa is part of the royal family, you know, and they have to deal with all the warring tribes and stuff in Wakanda. He probably was, you know, raised to be a diplomat.
Exactly.
So,
you know,
he's been given a very specific skill set, which would have been very advantageous in a warring universe. So that makes sense.
And if you see like a glowing flashing orb or whatever, you've got a vague idea what it does.
Yeah, right.
They've got a bunch of those on Wakanda. Let's talk returning cast. So Chadwick Boseman is back, I just thought the voice acting in this was just better than last week in general, with a couple of exceptions.
Uh-oh.
Which we'll get to. But he was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's something that Kevin Feige mentioned about his version of Black Panther. Well, he's not Black Panther. His version of T'Challa in this, which they were going to bring over to Black Panther 2. But we also got Kurt Russell, Josh Brolin, Benicio del Toro. But, like, if his name wasn't up top, it's not really – he's just kind of just doing whatever, right?
I mean, I guess. I still enjoyed him being there.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, like, I'm like, is this what this
guy
does?
Do you think Kurt Russell came back? Because obviously he only got, like, two lines. Do you think he came back because of the, you know, the Disney curse? Walt Disney put his name on that piece of paper before he died. He has to, yeah.
No, I think he's going to be showing up in some kind of multiverse merging situation, which we'll talk about at the end. Karen Gillan, Sean Gunn, Karen Gillan? Gillan.
Karen Gillan, yeah.
Thinking of Karen Gillan Anderson, who's a different person.
That's right. Rooker is back in this.
Exactly.
I feel like in his initial couple of lines, I'm like, I'm not sold on this, but I think he won me over by the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he was maybe just easing into the very idea of voice acting.
Yeah. And look, there are changes, obviously, to every character, but there's little things like the Ravager's ship is apparently called the Mandela.
Oh, yep.
Thanos is still genocidal, but he's like, pull back on that just a little bit. You know what I mean?
I'm genocidal but quirky. I'm like a quirky genocidal roommate at this point.
I've already seen some complaints as well that they've nerfed Thanos, like taking him down a level, but he's not like acquiring powers like he has been.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you don't really see because I think perhaps – so, you know, obviously he doesn't have the Infinity Stones, which makes him supremely powerful.
Yep.
But I think probably what you don't also see, which is a function of his character in the comics, is he sort of augmented himself sort of with various, you know, bionic parts and so on and so forth. So perhaps they caught him before
genetic
that.
Upgrades.
Yes, exactly, such. Yeah. Like he modified himself for universe conquering. So perhaps – They caught up with him before he had a chance to do all that.
Yeah, and look, he was still somewhat powerful.
Yeah, he was still taking your food out of the fridge.
He'll punch you right in the head as
right,
well.
Yeah,
punch you right in the head, bang!
I put my name on this Thanos. Ow!
You punched me in the head. I also thought it was interesting that we get the return of Drax. By the way, not played by Dave Bautista because he's come out and been like, they didn't ask me. But then Marvel have said like in response to that, it's like. Well, it's one of the writers on this, I think, was actually like we did ask him, but it goes to like four people and maybe it
maybe
never
got
to
lost
him
along the way, yeah.
Or whatever.
Because
I think everybody was asked for this, but if he does come back for season two, you know, and if he's Kano, I wouldn't be surprised if we do, you know, see him again. Also, his family's alive. He's just doing good all round.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's literally solving every problem in the galaxy.
Oh, speaking literally, I did enjoy that, you know, Drax still had his very literal mindset, you know.
He did. And you know, he's happy. He's a happy guy in this galaxy. Now I know you love heists as well. You're a big fan.
I do.
You're like, show me a heist any day of the week.
Yeah. And I know obviously, you know, Guardians has that sort of element of heisting to it, you know, piracy and stealing. But it was nice to see him do a sort of, you know, Ocean's 11 style heist.
Absolutely.
Although it was mostly put T'Challa in a box, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we got sort of Femme Fatale Nebula, which I'm a big fan of that look.
Yeah, yeah.
Also a big fan of like Big the Collector.
Oh, you liked What If the Collector, but Big.
But Big, yeah. I did.
He's doing those augmented things, I'd imagine, right?
Seems
that's
that
what
way,
he's been doing.
Yeah,
himself.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy also that Korath is like a big Star-Lord fan and the reaction that Star-Lord, that he has to Star-Lord is what?
Star-Lord fan of Stan.
That's very good. His reaction is kind of what Peter Quill was expecting.
That's right.
You know, he wants people to know him as this legendary outlaw, but people are like, we don't know you or like you if we do know you. If we know you, we don't care for it. But no, I like that. He was kind of like, he's just like fanboying out the entire time.
Did you feel that was at any point contrary to Korath's character?
What character?
Well, I was going to say, we only really see, you know, in the previous movies, we've only seen him for 5 minutes. So maybe he is a huge fanboy at heart. He just never got the chance to let his... You know, to let that heart fly. You know?
Yeah, and maybe he's never met somebody who, you know, who impresses him. You know what I mean?
That's right.
They don't impress him much.
Mm-hmm.
And we get mentioned, like, that he works for Ronan, but where is he? Don't know. Maybe he's on the Ravages.
Maybe he met Ronan Keating.
He might have. Mm-hmm. He could have met Ronan Keating. So, yeah, there was one bit that I was confused about because it seemed, did Korath start a riot outside? And then he was inside and he was like, look at Star-Lord go. He's jumping about all those boxes. And then he was outside again?
Oh,
Did I miss-see that? Was that a continuity error or did I just misread that?
I think perhaps there was just some quick cuts.
Or some time dilation.
Yeah,
there
might have been. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. No, I mean, as in like this happened earlier or whatever.
Oh, perhaps so, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I don't really care. But at the same time, I deeply care about all things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, about Marvel and DC and other than that, you know, whatever.
Whatever, that's right.
Just whatever, you know what I mean? So a few ships of note when he sees that ship from Wakanda. I'll be interesting to see somebody who's more dedicated than me translating any of that text that's on the ship.
I thought you cared about all things Marvel and DC.
I just realised I don't care about anything, actually. I thought about it, but I don't.
Oh, so you're saying they would not leave any stone unturned in terms of Easter eggs for us, the viewer. You that all that stuff isn't just sort of... Random
it's
glyphs,
something.
It is something. Okay,
yeah,
right.
I don't. Yeah, it's never nothing
it's
in these
true,
situations,
yeah.
Especially if you can see it. You know what I mean? If you can see it and read it, it's something.
And if it isn't something now, someone will have turned it into something by tomorrow. They'll be like, well, it didn't really make any sense initially, but I built my own alphabet.
Yeah, exactly, so. Yeah. So there's a couple other ships there of note. There's the little ones with pinchy arms that we saw in Guardians.
Okay.
There's also one of those starships from the Nova Corps, I believe. And also the Grandmaster ship was in there, who is actually the brother of the Collector.
That's true.
That's never said in the movies, but he is in the comics.
Interesting.
I believe. And speaking of little Easter eggs, Mason, I wish we got a better look at some of those cages. Do you know what I mean? What was going on?
Yeah, huh?
Because we're getting Cosmo the Space Dog again. We're getting Dark Elves. We're getting Ice Giants. We're getting Howard the Duck.
played by Seth Green. He gets more than one line this time around.
That's right.
Terrific.
So we know his character, drinking, which I think we always knew to a point. But he wasn't.
Well, we didn't know it was anti-gravity booze.
That's
whatever
true.
That is.
Whatever's going on there. Yeah, what did you think about the reveal also that he'd been lied to and that Earth and Wakanda or whatever wasn't destroyed?
Seemed to get over it pretty quick, didn't he?
He did, didn't he?
But again, maybe that's that time dilation you were talking about.
So it was like 10 years of like, imagine, yeah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, imagine if we can all just imagine a little marquee that says 10 years later.
Yeah, sure.
He's not as mad about it anymore.
He's not as mad now, yeah. Because by the end when he's like, this is my family and this is my other family, everyone's having a little drink together or whatever, nobody seemed to mind. But I'd be like, you took me for 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm very upset about that.
Well, see, that's thought initially, you know, my first thought going into this was T'Challa seems to be more responsible than Peter Quill.
Yes.
Surely he would have come back to Earth, because there's never really been an explanation in the regular Marvel universe as to why Peter Quill never came back.
I guess it's like, why would he?
Yes, exactly.
There's
but for T'Challa, I thought, why wouldn't he come back? And then they put a line in where it's like, we tried to go back, but it turned out Wakanda was destroyed or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just undid it again later for that reveal. But I'm like, wouldn't you
check?
Wouldn't you check?
I would
use
check.
A scanner of some sort.
Maybe they checked, but there was time dilation.
There might have been time dilation, yeah.
No, but if they checked, they would have known.
Because of the time dilation.
I don't think that's relevant, but I think if they checked, Mason, they would have seen.
Yeah.
Also, it's got a shield. Who knows?
Maybe there's a shield. Maybe there's a shield. Yeah.
It's got a shield
maybe
or whatever.
Maybe it's a plot hole.
Maybe it's a plot hole.
That's a plot hole.
I don't care.
No.
No, that's not true. I care about everything. Is that what I do now?
Currently.
Great. It was a nice touch that his father was looking for him, though, and that advanced Wakanda technology to the point where it's getting to the deepest reaches of space.
They've got their own space fleet now.
Was anybody in that ship?
Oh, great
like a
question.
Dead, because like the suits are there,
yeah,
and they're on mannequins.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that?
Maybe it's a test flight.
I guess, yeah. Which is very strange.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just sending them out like drones.
Have you seen that movie Mannequin?
I've seen the movie Mannequin.
Maybe the crew got reverse mannequined. maybe King T'Chaka sent out a crew to rescue T'Challa, and then a magic thing happened and they got reverse mannequined and
not
they all got turned
mannequin.
Into mannequins.
I don't like that.
No.
It would make sense to me as well that I guess they're not just sending people out to the depths of the galaxy to their death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's more like a ceremonial outfit that they put there and be like, you know when they draw like a dude on a brass plate and fucking send it out or whatever. You know what I mean?
I sure do.
They're always doing
NASA's
that.
Famous brass plates with dudes on them. Yep.
And it's like they'll put Pink Floyd's The Wall on it or something. You know what I mean?
Definitely not, but I see where you're going with that.
They're doing it, Mason.
I see what the little fragments of memory you have from your childhood.
They're doing it.
Learning about space travel and astronauts and stuff.
They're doing it.
I see how it's all coalesced into whatever this is, yes.
What did you think of the double cross?
Thought it was all right.
Or is that a doubles cross?
Oh, it's a doubles cross. That's true. Also known as a triple cross. yeah, pretty good. I mean, once again, we've only got like 35 minutes or even less.
Let's get a move on.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we got to keep this moving. And yeah, great.
Love cool.
it.
Good stuff.
I mean, who would double cross that man? Who would double cross the great Star-Lord, you know?
That's a great point.
Isn't it?
Nobody, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
So also, I did enjoy how the collector had been collecting a bunch of weapons, you know what I mean? And it does...
references that we understand.
References we know.
We can go, I know that thing from that thing.
We can point to it and we can tell you that we know it. Among the more notable ones, there's the Dark Elves knife. He's got that knife. He's got Korg's arm, potentially.
Maybe,
or somebody from that species, their arm. Thor's hammer, Hela's helmet, Captain America's shield. Are all these people dead? Is he just stealing them
Great
in this
question.
Universe?
Yeah.
So I guess as a result of Star-Lord being T'Challa, maybe everything's good in space, but, you know, on Asgard and Earth, it's just a shit show. You know what I mean?
Very likely, yeah.
Or maybe that's fine. Maybe these people not being there is a good thing.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. He also asks at one point, and this is a bit of a stretch, but if you don't mind.
No, please.
I know you love a stretch. Look at him go. He's doing a big stretch like a cat. He asks, the collectors ask him if he's got any powers, and he's like, you know, can you fly? Do you have laser eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a very infamous space pirate whose certain son is in the X-Men and has laser eyes.
Oh, I see.
I mean, a bunch of people have laser eyes, so I don't think it's that relevant, but... Corsair,
yes,
the
is
space pirate,
is Cyclops' father. Yes, that's right. Yeah,
I don't think that's anything, but because you know, people in the universe probably have laser eyes.
Probably everybody's got laser
eyes. Most people have it, you know what I mean?
If anything, it'd be rarer for somebody to not have laser
eyes.
That's
true. Well, that's why he was like, why don't you have laser eyes? Mm-hmm. That's odd. So let's talk about Peter Quill, though, because at the end he shows up and he's just – what must have happened is he ran outside after his mother died and then he went, huh, and he went back inside.
Yeah, don't know what I was going to do outside, quite frankly.
And then he got a job at a Dairy Queen or whatever he was working.
Is that product placement?
I don't know.
The Dairy Queen's a real place.
Yeah. So. Was it Dairy Queen?
It was Dairy Queen.
They're doing Baskin-Robbins in Ant-Man or whatever. That's true, so, yeah. You know. And then he just kind of stayed there, I guess.
Yep.
You know, and I wonder whether he's happy, like, doing that, mm-hmm. or with the ego turning up, is he like, thank God I'm special and I'm gonna do some ruling the galaxy shit?
Right, yeah.
Like, how has that affected him, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Also, it's interesting that ego has shown back up on Earth.
Yes.
Thought he was done with that life.
Dunno.
Where's Mantis?
Dunno.
What's she doing, eh?
We don't know what's going on.
Maybe it's
on.
A day off.
Maybe it's a day off.
She's taking some annual leave.
Maybe she's just...
Maybe it's a rostered day off.
Maybe she's outside with the... The key in the spaceship, just
yeah, maybe yeah.
Just give it running. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna pick up this nerd.
Do not get mannequined. Do not get reverse mannequined while I'm in here. All right.
Yeah, but I think that we do know that Chadwick Boseman is back for 4 episodes in total. Again, and this speaks to what we talked about last week. There's going to be like a bigger thing, a bigger mm-hmm. threat, probably a colliding of worlds and universes.
Yes. Now the Watcher said in this episode,
"I'm watching. I'm watching you all."
Doesn't matter what you're doing. I'll watch.
I'm looking at it.
I'm never turning away. Doesn't matter what you're doing. But he also said of ego showing up on Earth that this could possibly lead to the end of the world or something to that effect. Do you think he means as part of this ongoing storyline, or do you think he just means, you know, generally?
I think this is. I don't think you get Kurt Russell back for like one line.
Okay, right.
I think there's maybe it's going to be, you know, the Red Skull got he got smushed, didn't he? So he's not coming back. But maybe there's some kind of villainous team up, or maybe it's going to be like the bad guys up, Ego and Peter Quill. You know what I mean?
Potentially.
Or maybe these are completely unconnected.
Maybe.
I don't know anything. But at the same time, I care about everything. And that's why
I think
important.
What people should do is they should wait a number of weeks until this series is complete and then come back to this video and comment about how we were wrong about whatever the speculation we said
Can't
was.
Wait. I welcome the engagement, quite frankly.
You too.
So there's a nice dedication to Chadwick Boseman at the end, and we get some of the Black Panther score as well over the credits, which is really nice, including, I believe, the Astral Plane theme, which makes a lot of sense. And it was just a nice... I mean, it's not a send-off because he is coming back again, but his performance was really good, and it was a really kind of interesting take on both Star-Lord and Black Panther, I feel.
People can absolutely phone it in sometimes when they're doing a voiceover performance, especially if, I don't know, they're near the end of their contract or what have you. But, this was a great performance, I think.
Well, apparently also he read, like, the entire thing. Like, and he did all the parts like in between to kind of get into the mode of it.
Well, that is often a problem with voiceover stuff. You know, famously The Simpsons, the actors all at least used to record together, which gave them a certain amount of, you know.
Je ne sais quoi.
Precisely.
Mm.
But most of the time people record separately and it's just like, how do you know what tone is going to work for?
Exactly.
Or even some people don't even get the full script, you know.
Yeah.
But I get that sounds like a great idea.
Exactly. Kevin Feige actually spoke about Chadwick Boseman on the red carpet of Shang-Chi.
Je ne sais Bart.
That's right.
It took me a minute, but I got there.
The clip's here, so here it is. But in a nutshell, if Collings doesn't put it in, he basically said that he wanted to put in some of the tone of this version of T'Challa and the fun and kind of, you know, the quips and whatever. He wanted to work that into his character in Black Panther 2.
So he likes
the feel of this and wanted that to bleed over. And I think that would have been a really interesting addition.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting something entirely different for Black Panther 2, which we don't really know at this point what that's going to look like.
No, I know.
I do.
Yeah, Kevin Feige told me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Can you tell me? Can he tell me? Give me his number.
Okay, all right.
Give it to me now.
I'll slide it over this
No,
piece
read
of paper.
It out.
Okay, here we go.
So next week, apparently episode 3 is going to focus on Loki ruling the Earth.
Oh.
I haven't seen it because those 3 did go out, but we didn't get them. Maybe because we're too cool. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. We've burned too many bridges.
Yeah. Maybe I have too many great ideas about what's going on in space. What people are sending.
What's most likely, though, obviously, is that, you know, screener distribution over at Marvel got reverse mannequined.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's bad news for them.
Yeah, they were going to send it out to us because we're the good friends, but then they got reverse mannequined.
Well, what do you do? Yeah. Anyway, I kind of like doing these week to week, though. You know, it's surprising. And I know you said you don't want to know what's coming every week, but guess what? That's what's happening next week.
Oh, now I don't like it.
What do you do?
Yep.
I know what you do like, though, Mason.
What's that?
You like it over at bigsandwich.co.
I really do, actually. I genuinely do.
That's right, where we do a bunch of bonus podcasts, where we do a bunch of movie commentaries, where our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, that comes out a day early on Sunday as opposed to Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
We also have early videos there, including Caravan of Garbage, which is starting back up again next Tuesday, where guess what we're covering, Mason? Guess.
Is it the Matrix movies?
It's the Matrix movies.
Nice.
You didn't have to guess because you've recorded one of them at least at this point.
But I've lost all sense of time and space, so I really don't know.
It's a good point. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
What are your theories? Let us know below.
Yes. Who do you think the big bad is of this season? Do you think there's going to be one or do you think there's not going to be one?
Did anyone get in reverse mannequins?
Yeah, have you been reverse mannequin? How are you typing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, are you one of those mannequins where you're stationary? And somebody looks away and then they look back and you're a bit closer. Just don't be like that. It's not cool, man.
We don't like that.
I don't like it.
Yeah. But we do like Raw Collings, who edits these every week.
We love him. He's the best.
I always say, do a basic edit. And he's like, I will. And then he does a complicated edit. And I'm mad, but I'm also
That's
impressed.
Basic for him, though. That's the thing.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Collings, basic edit. This can just be nothing. It can be a
basic
blank
for
screen.
Us. Yeah, that's right. What we want.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.